It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doomscroll, you long-legged son of a bitch.
Well, yesterday there was this big story about Matthew Perry. An arrest had been made.
Mm-hmm.
And the death investigation to Matthew Perry. When did he die? Sometime last year. I think that maybe they said 8-10 months ago. I don't know. But
don't be disrespectful.
I'm saying I don't know how many months it's been.
Like, you know, sometime like last year. You know what I mean? That's, you gave it that kind of attitude.
Sorry, no, I meant like I'm not the person to ask exactly when it was. I don't know. I'm not the guy. I'm pretty sure it was sometime last year, but some roughly 8 to 12 months, something like that. We knew that they were investigating this thing. There'd been all these rumors about who they were looking into. And then yesterday they said they'd made an arrest, but they didn't say who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then today we're getting more and more updates. We know now that they've arrested several people. I think 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
One of them known as the Ketamine Queen. You don't want to be known as the Ketamine Queen. Yeah, Phoebe. She's the Ketamine Queen.
That's Snow Cone's drag name.
The Ketamine Queen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good
one.
You see
him do Sunday brunches.
I'm sure celebrities pay well for their drugs, right?
I'm sure.
And so there's dealers in L.A. that get these celebrity drugs. But this makes you think, like, maybe you shouldn't get drugs for celebrities because cops seem to take this seriously.
They probably pay top-notch, though.
Yeah, you got to think about both
price.
Sides. They're definitely not going to argue about price. You can charge them whatever you want. And it, not to mention, it's just cool. It would be cool to see, if you're a dealer, which being a dealer isn't cool, obviously. But if you are already a dealer, it would be cool to say that you have some celebrity clients.
What's not cool about it?
And I'm just saying drugs aren't cool.
Oh, I see.
We talked about that yesterday.
Thanks, Dad.
We talked about this yesterday. Our boss just, you know, wants to make sure that, you know, we make it clear that we're not in any way condoning drug use. Anyhow,
you're on drugs right now, and you sell them to people.
I do not sell drugs, and I'm also not even.
You sell drugs.
I don't sell drugs.
Okay.
I've taken them. I do take them sometimes, but I buy them from my doctor or from a pharmacy that my doctor sends over there. Anyhow, police have now arrested several people.
Your doctor lives off a house on 72nd Street. Well, then we've both been there.
They've arrested.
I had no idea that dude was a doctor.
They've arrested several people.
Did you know that guy was a doctor?
I had no idea.
No.
You would never guess.
You're the one who introduced me.
You never guessed he was a doctor.
Ever.
You're the one who told me he was accepting new patients.
Nice house, though, but yeah, I had no idea he was a doctor.
Anyhow, they've arrested several people, including the Ketamine Queen. She's making the headlines because her name's the Ketamine Queen.
K-Queen.
You don't want that. But one of the other people that was arrested was his assistant. Remember they talked about his assistant had been cooperating with police because he's the one who found him.
Called him.
And he called 911, all that stuff. Well, now they're accusing him of injecting ketamine into Matthew Perry.
Well,
so
his assistant.
That's my thing. Like, if you're Matthew Perry's assistant and he asks you to do something, also he tells you, look, man, I'm on ketamine therapy, which he talked about in his book. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works, but I'm Matthew Perry's assistant.
If I ask you to inject me with ketamine,
exactly.
You better do it.
That's how it works. Anyone who's ever worked for someone knows that's how it works. They ask you to do something,
if
you
I
do
ask
it.
I ask you to put a vodka-filled tampon straight up.
You better do it. You don't ask questions if you want to make it in this town. That's what Laszlo's always said. So anyhow, they're coming after these people because he was a celebrity. And I have to, like, Ketamine Queen, I don't know, maybe she needs to get in trouble. But I feel kind of bad for these. Yes, he shot him up. But I do feel kind of bad for the assistant. He was just doing what his boss asked him to do.
Nearly 10 months after beloved friend star Matthew Perry's fatal ketamine overdose, federal investigators have now charged 5 people in connection with the actor's death, including 2 California doctors, Mark Chavez and Salvador Plasencia. Yasmin Sangha, an alleged drug trafficker, prosecutors say is known as the Ketamine Queen, and Perry's live-in assistant, Kenneth Iwamasa.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves.
Now we're charging doctors? This is insane. They've arrested 2 doctors. You can't do that. You should not be able to do that. I mean, they did the same thing to Michael Jackson's doctor.
No, you're right.
You know, they went after the doctor because he's a celebrity. You can't go after doctors. We don't need doctors to be scared to give us our meds.
Drugs, you mean?
Our meds, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. But they are our meds. We don't want our doctors to be scared. You don't want your doctor to be scared. You don't want
to prescribe ketamine?
To prescribe you your meds.
You should have a little bit of fear.
I don't know what kind of drugs your doctor prescribes
you.
But, well, what if he said, remember when you had your nervous breakdown? What if they said, hey, This is what we're doing now, and we've had some really good results. If your doctor felt that that was the right thing, you trust your doctor.
He should have a little bit of fear about it, like, you know.
Not that he's going to get arrested. Also, if Matthew Perry was abusing these drugs, then that's kind of on Matthew Perry, right? If I go home and eat my whole bottle of pills today, my doctor shouldn't get in trouble for that, I took the whole bottle, right?
No.
I mean, maybe these, you know, doctors weren't supposed to be prescribing things. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it's not actually legal to prescribe ketamine the way that they were trying. I don't know. I know, look, the idea of the idea of shooting up.
You read the story?
No. I mean, I read some parts of it. But the idea of shooting up your boss, I get that. You know, it's one of those, it's a tricky situation, which in the Michael Jackson thing, it was actually both, because the doctor was the one giving Michael Jackson the medicine, right?
And Michael Jackson had a lot of money.
Exactly. You're working for Michael Jackson. You're his personal physician. And he says, you know, give me my milk. And you say, no? No way. What's he going to do? He's going to fire you and get a new doctor. So, I don't know.
Basically, sitting around here, like when I told Stone, give me my hot dog.
Yeah. Did he show up with your hot dog?
Yeah, I ate it.
Okay, good. Yeah, if that hot dog killed you, they shouldn't come after Snow Cone, right?
No, they shouldn't. You're right.
And there's no way. Maybe someone will text and tell us that we're wrong. Maybe they know someone. But I just don't. I find it very hard to believe that if someone, an average chump like one of us, were to buy drugs and overdose, accidental overdose, poison with fentanyl, whatever the case, took too much of it, or on purpose, I don't know, that they do this massive hunt for the dealer, and then the dealer's dealer. I just don't think that happens. You hear about these people dying in the news, you know people probably who have died, and you never hear anything about it again, right? The police don't come back to you a few years later and say, hey, certainly 10 months later, and say, hey, we've made arrests in the death of your friend who overdosed. I've never heard of that.
No, you make a good point.
I mean,
Matthew Perry's life is worth more.
Well, that's... I know you're...
Matthew Perry's life is worth more than the average person.
And that is a literal thing.
He has talent.
He also generated more money. I mean, he's worth more money. He could create more wealth for more people.
Yeah.
We had that guy on the show. The movie, Michael Keaton movie. Yeah, Michael Keaton played him in a movie.
Yeah, his life is worth more.
Where they actually figure out what each person's life is worth. If someone dies at 26 in an accident, they say, okay, what was their career? How much money could they have been expected to make in that career? And this is what we're going to pay you because it was, you know, an accident. So, yes, some people's lives actually are worth more. I mean,
and Matthew Perry's probably worth a lot.
I saw his house. Mm-hmm. And looked pretty nice. I mean, it's not nicer than your house or anything.
It's nicer than my house.
Well, I mean, it's in a nicer state, I guess, whatever. And it's in a more expensive area. But, you know, it's not the nicest house I've ever seen or anything, but it was a nice house. And he had a nice pool, and that's the one thing that you don't have.
I wish I could find a pool maker.
A pool maker.
We
need.
Like, just make me a pool, man.
Someone to well, you know, you're on the rock now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody could make a pool.
I mean,
it's a whole new audience.
Exactly.
We've been trying for years at old station. Nobody. Maybe there's somebody who listens to 98.9 who's a pool maker.
Yeah. Those old things. I can't think of any others. The pool is the first one. I'm sure there's been others. The pool is number one. That's the thing that
I've
you asked for.
Pool.
And we've just never had anyone say, like, I dig pools. I'm a pool maker.
Yeah,
no one has ever called or texted.
I'm a pool maker.
So, it's probably worth mentioning again now that we're on the rock. You might have better luck. Sorry, the news. Our Social Security numbers. They've all been leaked. I guess people are losing their minds about this. If you've listened to our program in the past, you might know that Lazo and I don't get overly concerned about hacks and the private data. We've always said it's out there.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about it early on. So even if I have concerns now, it's too late. My info is out of the bag, so to speak.
Yep.
So it's already out there, so there's nothing I can do about it. I can't put the cat back in the bag.
Yeah, and there are those moments.
I can't put the tampon back. Whatever.
Whoa,
see what I'm saying? Whatever analogy you're looking for there.
Yeah.
You can't do that, right?
Have you had the thought, though? Have you ever thought, like, I wish I'd never signed up for these social media sites because they've got all my information? Like, is that something that
only,
even crosses your
like
mind?
Anything that's ever that I've donated to a political cause. Now I just text you all the time from different
numbers. Well, there's that. Yeah, absolutely.
They won't stop.
Well, and who knows where they're getting your number. I mean, anytime you've given your phone number when you should have put up a fight. You know, at work, though, they asked us at one point, hey, give us your social security number and sign this thing to do a back background check, credit check, right? Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you don't remember that at all? Mm. That's, there you go, perfect example. I was like, yeah, okay, fine. We had to put in our social security number and sign this thing, and I was like, I don't want to, and you have to. And I was like, we have to? Like, it's mandatory, you have to. And I was like, I really don't want to? And they said, yeah, well, you really do have to. And then I found out that someone else at work said they didn't want to, and they put up a bigger fight, didn't do it. It's the same thing, like, with the phone number. Someone asks for your phone number, you're like, I don't think you need my phone number. Mm. And they're like, no, we need your phone number. It's just how much of a fight are you willing to put up? It seems like that's how this social security number thing
works. They said they were going to check our credit?
Well, that's what it looked like if you read it. It looked like they were doing some sort of a credit check. You don't remember this? I got very upset.
No, but my credit's not very good.
No, so. I know. Well, what, you think I was worried about my private information getting leaked? I was worried about them figuring out what a bum I am. I didn't want them to see.
Right, but also
who they had. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's
I know they do it for people who are applying for jobs. It's like, I already work here. Can you, you know?
Right.
Leave me alone. It looks like, you know, from this story, the company that may have leaked these social security numbers.
Thank you, Alexis Terry says you can't take the pink eye out of Snow Cone's eye and put it back in.
That's right. Now, that's a good analogy. The company that leaked these social security numbers got hacked and then leaked them. It looks like it's one of these companies, like who we gave, I'm not saying the same company, but something like that. And they say basically, or no, literally, everyone's social security number potentially was just leaked.
A group of hackers reportedly claims to have stolen nearly 3 billion records of personal information. Then it was all leaked. It's believed the information comes from a business called National Public Data, which, according to its website, is used by other companies to obtain criminal records, background checks, and more.
I think people should be very upset about this. They should ask, why is this company, you know, why do they have all of that information? And when they had it, who was making sure that they were protecting it?
Yeah, background checks, criminal. I mean, that sounds like, I think, what we gave that information before. I'm not sure, but that's what it seems like. If you had good credit, would you be worried about the fact that everyone's social security number just leaked? Like, if you had something to lose, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you steal my identity, you're screwed.
Yeah, it doesn't do you any good.
I got a warrant out in the South somewhere, so I wouldn't go on vacation.
Right.
It's risky. And you can't get any new credit cards.
Nope.
There's no money on mine now.
No one's loaning any money.
I know exactly, you know.
If you've anything,
got a felony record, you're an ex-con. I just don't know what you're going to do. Like, whatever identity you have right now is better than mine.
Yes.
So don't take mine.
Because no identity is better.
I'll trade you right now blind.
Yeah.
Blind, I'll trade my identity for yours.
Yeah. Any day. No. It doesn't get any worse.
Uh-uh.
And if someone does steal your identity, there's a chance at least that then maybe.
I mean, the only thing you could be on that I would, I'd be like, damn, I can't believe if you're on the sex offender list. I'm not on that.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of people on that.
Yeah.
You might not want to do the blind trade.
Right.
You should have to have some sort of agreement.
If you're on, either one of us are on the sex offender
list. Yeah, let's just go ahead. You're not allowed to trade.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. What are you doing?
We're going to finish doing the news.
Oh, good.
Coming
I can't wait.
Some minutes. So this
I'm going to drink
your,
some more of this Church of Laszlo vodka.
What's your smoke
premium,
break?
Premium, 10 times filtered.
Have some vodka. Go take your smoke break. We'll come back and do the news. Question for you. Do you have to take
it's delicious.
Do you have to take your kid to the doctor if they're sick, if there's something medically wrong with them? Like, is that a law?
Well, I guess it depends on what you think is wrong with them, but no.
Well, what if you think they're dying?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I feel like you should have to as well.
But I think it'd be hard to prove that I thought they were dying.
Right. So there's a couple issues there. One is I didn't know that they were that bad. I'm like, how could you not know? And then
the other is
the religious thing, because people have used that in the past, right? Like, oh, I'm whatever, and we don't believe in medicine. Right. I know there's a couple of those. Those have been big stories in the past. But didn't they decide that you have to? I think they decided
that they charged people with negligence or something.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're doing it again. Also, police officers, if you're going to assault someone, assault the right person. You know, it's one thing. You're already getting in trouble for assaulting. Well, it's not here. It didn't happen here.
I'm just saying.
Cops,
you know, cops, you know, they assault who they want.
Well, yeah, I guess there could be repercussions.
Don't get so nitpicky.
Now they're getting
sued. Mistakes happen.
Again, now the cops here. Cops here, I've never heard a bad thing about any police in any part of this area, have you?
In the Midwest.
Really in the Midwest, yeah. No. So that's one of the reasons when people say...
They love the Midwest.
What's good about
police.
You say the cost of living and I say in the cops. You're not going to find better cops anywhere.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. You ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
We're going to finish the news. I got good news for you, Laszlo.
What is it?
Well, I know we took a summer vacation, but we probably have some other vacation coming up.
Will you?
Winter.
Sure.
Maybe, right? Christmas? I don't know. If you're looking for somewhere to go, look no further. Because your favorite place on Earth...
Your mom's...
Did you get that snow cone? ...is now accepting visitors.
Have you ever wanted to go to North Korea? Well, in a few years' time, that might actually be an option once again. International tourists will be able to visit the country after almost 5 years since it closed its borders at the start of the pandemic. But now, Samjeon and possibly
the rest
of
the...
...will be open to tourists
start from
in
the
December.
Beginning. Just...
I don't want to snow cone. Don't
Have
do
you
it.
Have you ever wanted to go to North Korea? Well, in a few months' time, that might actually be an option once again. International tourists will be able to visit the country after almost 5 years since it closed its borders at the start of the pandemic. But now, Samjeon and possibly the rest of the country will be open to tourists in December. Samjeon's a new tourist complex in the north near the border with China. It's got a ski resort and it's close to the tallest mountain in the country.
Mm-hmm. Tallest mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a ski resort?
Maybe that and you know, other stuff too. The whole place would be open.
I figured that's what you were thinking. The whole place might be open. You know.
Since it started the pandemic? Is that...
Since it started
a pandemic?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was a story about North Korea. You can go there if you want as a tourist. You can go skiing.
Where else can you go as a tourist?
I don't know. Wherever you want. I mean, most places, I guess. I wouldn't go to Russia if I were
it's
you.
Open
but,
again.
Huh?
One place that I want to go closed because of the pandemic.
That place is closed.
Started it.
That place has been closed to you always. You done?
Done what?
I'm just waiting for that look. Once the look is gone, then we can move on. Speaking of places you don't want to go in Russia, did you see that? She's Russian American, that ballerina. She got 12 years in prison. She's the one that we talked about who was going over to visit, and then she gave, what did she give, 100
she
bucks, 50
like
bucks, something like that?
20 bucks to like
to a Ukrainian
charity.
Thing. And they're like, oh, that's treason. And right. I was like, ooh, well, if she's Russian American, she should have known better. I feel like if I was in Russia, I wouldn't be giving any money to the Ukraine while I'm over there, you know? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go over there in the first place, but it just doesn't seem like the craziest thing Russia has done lately. I don't know.
A Russian-American woman arrested earlier this year while visiting family in Russia has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for treason. Ksenia Karolina had been living in Los Angeles. She became a U.S. citizen in 2021. Russian investigators brought the treason charge after discovering that the amateur ballerina made a $51 donation to a charity supporting Ukraine. Karolina pled guilty last week after a trial that was held behind closed doors.
I mean, the worst part is it was $51. He didn't help, really.
She wasn't in Los Angeles?
No. She'd gone to Russia to visit family. Hmm. And, so I assume that's when she made the donation, unless somehow they tracked what she was doing on the internet in the United
thought.
States
like
and they caught her when she came back.
I guess that's what I meant by my question. Did she give the money while she was in?
I thought she gave it while she was in Russia. But yeah, suppose, can Putin see what we're doing over here on the internet? Maybe. I don't know. They made it sound like she went over there. She was visiting family. She donated $51 to this charity.
How do you
charity,
just donate $51
I guess
to
on
charity?
The internet. I guess on the internet.
Well,
and they caught her.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
I mean, I'm sure, look, it's a nice gesture and all, but you're an amateur ballerina.
Well, just do it while you're in Los Angeles.
Do it while you're in Los Angeles, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. 12 years, that's a lot.
Whenever I donate to a charity,
you think she might have done it in Los Angeles? Is this, maybe she tweeted about it or something?
Yeah.
She could have posted about it on social media, and then you wouldn't even have to look at her stuff.
I haven't seen, like any source saying, like, where she was.
We talked about it when
she was open to she did it here and then went over there, not thinking about it.
We talked about it when it first happened. I get it. There was another story of the guy who was going to visit the girl that he'd met online or whatever it was. Both those stories happened around the same time, but they were in Russia visiting. But it's totally possible that she, you know, when you donate to something, maybe it says so-and-so posted, and you put it on Facebook, and they wouldn't even have to.
But she was not part of that prisoner
hard.
Swap.
No.
I only donated to Ukraine once when I was visiting your mother's
I tried to get you to donate to the Ukraine a second time when we were in New York, but all you could do is complain.
That is true. That Ukrainian hooker was not attractive.
That's a good callback.
So ridiculous.
She did need some money, though. I will say that.
$51 would have made a difference. That's for sure.
She looked like she got hit by a truck.
She didn't.
And I know that sounds like an old person, like, oh, she got looked like she fell on an ugly tree or something. No. This woman literally looked like she got hit by, like, not a Mack truck, but like a small Ford, like a 1986 Ford truck. Just kind of clipped her wing.
Like a Ford Ranger?
You know, scraped her face on the thing. Like, it didn't kill her, but it didn't help her.
She just looked middle-aged. That was it. She just was getting a little bit older. That was it.
She looked like she had been run over.
No, she looked like she was probably in her late 40s.
Let's sex her up. I'm like, no.
She said, why don't you guys sex me up?
Yeah,
she was
like,
in the sex me up outfit.
Yeah, you're like,
she was at the sex me up store in the sex me up outfit. Yeah. And we said, hey, where do we go to sex someone up? And they said, over there.
She had on like little running shorts with high heels. But like they were like cheap
like
high
stripper heels.
With, like, the toes showing and her feet were big and banged
heels.
Up.
Yeah, the big
she was like, yeah,
things.
She was not. Mm-mm. Look, man, you know me as a human
being.
It wasn't
expensive.
If I'm like, no, I'm good, then you know. Mm. Like, people can go ahead and take that mental image. If I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'd rather not.
I think you were just shy. I think that's all it was. Mm-hmm. You were just shy, and you blamed it on her not being hot enough or whatever the excuse was at the time. But because there's nothing wrong with her. I mean, she had a good figure.
Well, she didn't walk right.
She had the right outfit on. What do you mean she didn't walk right?
She had like a walking problem. She had like a hip replacement surgery.
She did not.
She did.
God, she was just maybe in her 40s, and that's the end of the world to you.
No, it's
that's all. A woman in her 40s trying to be sexy becomes, she must have gotten hit by a car. She couldn't walk right. I mean, something was wrong with her.
Not like mentally stable. I'm talking like physically stable. Like she was weak.
I understand what you're trying to say, but I just...
But not like weak, like feminine weak. Like weak, like, you know, she went to the doctor.
Who said feminine weak?
Me, I'm saying, but not like weak, like she wasn't
no
a feminine. She was a big, strong woman, but she had lost all her muscles. She didn't walk well. She was elderly.
Elderly. She was probably in her 40s.
Right, but she was elderly. Like, she was... physically beyond
she's
her years.
She's gotten worse every time you go back to describe
it. Man, I've said it over and over again.
Someone said yes to her right after we left. I'm sure of that. She's worked there a long time.
We were the only two dudes in there. So
she's worked there a long time.
It was in the middle of New York City.
At nighttime.
Right off Times Square at night.
Yeah.
In a sex place.
Yeah, it was
and
quiet.
We were the only two
bookstore.
Dudes there. So a lot of guys had walked by and been like, you know what?
There's nobody out.
Shaky Graves.
And Times Square. In New York, there's nobody out.
Yeah. It was middle of the night on a weeknight.
Oh, New York City.
New York City, Times Square, no one around.
We were in an area people nobody
had all around us. Greek restaurants, people eat McDonald's, the whole city's packed.
Yeah, there's probably other parts of town we could go to for better, you know, sex
there
work
were people
districts.
Outside walking by and nobody walked in except for us.
Well, we had to go upstairs. It was like a bookstore. You go upstairs. It was like a porn shop, you know? And then they tell you to go upstairs and there's a room. Yeah. And then wasn't there like a room inside a room? That's what I recall, is that it was like a room inside a room. You go upstairs and we walked into another like building inside this room and that's where she was. She's like, hey, guys. I mean, she had the accent, you know.
What's,
a little bit of an
she
accent.
Sound like?
I don't know, whatever, some sort of Ukrainian. Old guys. You know, I don't think she was unattractive. I don't think that her accent was all that strong. I mean, you could notice it a little bit. So I don't want to try and play into Laszlo's description here at all. She was exactly what you'd expect of
the
day
shift. Not what I expected of a high-class New York City prostitute.
She wasn't high-class.
No, she was not.
It was just, this wasn't a high-class place. This is what you would expect like from a day shift strip club in a rural area. If you've ever been to
real
the strip
rural.
Club. No.
And I mean, real day
she
shift.
No, she would have been the
like
hottest girl.
Like not 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
shift.
Like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Now you're definitely
she's
being
she's first one in, first one out.
No. You're being totally ridiculous. She would be the hottest chick at most strip clubs during the day.
Oh, no.
At least around
here.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I don't know how she would get up and down the stage with those knees.
There was nothing wrong with her. And by the way,
she was a veteran.
She wasn't saying like it's $4,000 or whatever. Wasn't
no.
Something that she wasn't high class.
She
wasn't
was let's not talk money. Whatever you got, she would
let's not talk money.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. Yo. Oh, I want to talk coming up about things that you've been banned from for life.
Me?
Yeah. All of us. Let's see who's been banned for life from the coolest things.
Or for the coolest reasons. Mm.
I know you've got at least a couple, but real quick, I have this thing I want to play you that I just thought, this is perfect. This will really irritate Laszlo. It's just kind of that, you know, entitled. It's like the same people that complain about Netflix raising their prices. Now, look, I understand being upset about Netflix raising their price. Or anyone raising their price. But Laszlo in the past has gotten mad about it, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to have Netflix.
Right. And this whole, like, I, you know, tweeting about it. How dare they?
How dare they?
How dare you?
It's their product.
Right.
They charge whatever the hell they want for it.
And
or it's either worth it to you or it isn't. But you're all like, ugh.
It's like a social media thing.
Someone should do something. Like, what?
Right.
There's literally something you can do, which is cancel.
Yeah. Get.
You know what? I'm appalled at the price of a Lamborghini.
Right.
You know what I do? I don't buy it.
That's how it works.
Yeah. You know what? Right. Other people, they think it's cheap.
Yeah.
Like, that Lamborghini is super cheap. I think I'll take two.
Yep. Well,
just the way the world works.
This is the same kind of complaint.
All right, princess, you're going to be okay.
Same kind of complaint, and it's something about the tone in her voice, too. Listen to what she's complaining about here.
If you thought living in New York City was expensive, now we must pay to take our laptops out at coffee shops. And that's not free anymore. That's not a free right in our community.
Oh, I didn't know it was ever a right. I'm amazed.
$10 a day, $30 a month, or $300 a year for you to be able to use your laptop that you pay for and sit there in their cafe to use their Wi-Fi.
Miss, you're confused here a little bit. You're a little confused.
Right, she's real. She wants to put the emphasis
on using the laptop.
Right, on my laptop that I pay for.
Right.
She wants to skip right through it. Their cafe using their Wi-Fi.
If you thought living in New York City was expensive, now we must pay to take our laptops out at coffee shops, and that's not free anymore. That's not a free right in our community.
Free right.
This place is charging $10 a day, $30 a month, or $300 a year for you to be able to use your laptop that you pay for and sit there in their cafe to use their Wi-Fi.
That they pay for.
Right.
Like, is she messing with us?
She's got, I know.
I don't think she is, though.
I don't think she is.
I really don't think she
is.
And
I mentioned there's people who are just way on her side.
It's there is. That's how I saw it, because people were complaining about it online. Can you believe that they're actually charging for Wi-Fi at a coffee shop? And I'm thinking, I can't believe that you are still taking a laptop to a coffee. I don't know why you ever did.
Right.
When you move somewhere and you get a new place and you have internet set up back in the old days,
yeah,
then you needed to go somewhere that you had Wi-Fi.
I've done it a
that.
Couple times.
Yeah. But this idea of, like, I'm going
when I've been
to
on
pack
vacation,
up my stuff.
I know what? I've done it once. When I went on vacation, I got my kids' iPads and I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I went to the coffee shop.
Boom. There you
and
go.
And I bought coffee and breakfast.
Yeah.
And then hooked, you know, set up their iPad because I needed Wi-Fi to set it up, apparently.
Yeah, and you were using it for how long?
40 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not so quick with it.
Right.
I wanted to download
it. It was
days.
Updating. Yeah, otherwise. But people will go in there, sit down. I don't know what they do. I mean, the joke is that they're writing a script.
Right.
But this girl is, you know, your laptop that you paid for, you don't have the right. I think you do. I think you can take it out. I just don't think you're going to be able to connect to the internet without paying for it first.
Right.
Which doesn't
and
seem
sit
that,
there without buying something.
Right, and sitting there without buying something, which was always crazy to me. I mean, the idea that you think that you should be able to sit there for free. But, man, would you date her? That's the real question here, Laszlo. Let's say she's, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10 looks-wise, let's say she's like a, a 7 or an 8. Let's say she's pretty hot. Would you date her?
No.
That about her?
No.
I don't think I could do it.
I ain't either.
I mean, there's you can deal with a lot of things.
I can't imagine what that entitled stuff sounds like at home.
It would everything. If she's upset about that, and she's that confused about what her rights are,
right? And that she can't walk down the street to another coffee shop, and maybe he's not doing that. Like, whatever.
I don't think there's really much of a worse situation. I mean, Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, that would be more successful longer. Right, I could make that work for a longer period of time.
Oh, I'd do it.
Yeah, okay, well.
If you didn't ask me if I date Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, the answer is yes.
It's a big yes.
Like, I will go ahead and deal with that. I'm not dealing with that woman, but I will deal with that.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.